Nishmas Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're starting Siman Tav Sadi Gimel. Noagin Shilolisa Isha Bein Pesach Le'atzeres Ad Lag Ba'Omer. We don't get married from Pesach until Lag Ba'Omer. Why? Because also Zman Mesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, this is our Masorah, died during that time of the year. And therefore, it's not proper Laharbos the Simcha, the Mishnah Berurah explains. So you don't get married then. And what we would call engagements is mutter, including making a party. One may become engaged during the entire period, and a festival may be held indeed in honor of the celebration. However, there shouldn't be dancing and music during Sfira, listening to music and dancing. L'tzara Fushus is also, the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's also usher at what we would call an engagement party as well. Even though you can have the meal and the festive meal, but you can't have music and dancing. Well, the Ramah says that from Lag BaOmer and on, everything's mutter. One can get married. The Mishnah Berurah points out that some have the other custom, where they don't keep Avelus until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then they keep the halachas of Avelus from then until Shavuos. And so they would be able to get married in that earlier time. Oh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even people that keep the first half of Sfira, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, then it is mutter to get a haircut on that Friday, because you have the Tosefta Simcha, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and you can have the haircut on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says you can get married that day as well, on that Friday. Since the main meal is going to be on that night, which is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, in that case you can get a haircut and get married on the Erev Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now, regarding listening to music, so during Chol HaMoed, listening to music is mutter. On Lag BaOmer, listening to music is mutter. The minig is on the night before Lag BaOmer, we listen to music as well. Little children in kindergarten, the teachers play music for them, and this is for their chinuch. They're under the age of chinuch, and that is mutter. The poskim are mekil that if you're exercising, and you have a little bit of music in the background, then one can listen to music while they're exercising as well. The poskim say that if you make a parnasa by teaching someone an instrument, so you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that as well. Oh, now what about what's called a cappella? So there's a discussion. Many of the poskim say a cappella music is aser. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah in the back brings that some say it's mutter. So you have to ask your Rav. I know that in Eretz Yisrael, the Haredi radio stations are makil on a cappella music during Sfira, and they play that music on the radio during Sfira. Now, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Noagin lo listaper ad Lag BaOmer, shom oz pasku milamus, ve'in listaper ad yom lamedalad BaOmer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we assume that Rav Kiva's Talmidim stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and the Shulchan Aruch's psak is to get a haircut on the next day, lamedalad BaOmer in the Boker. Elim Kain, chal yom lav gom be'erev Shabbos. If Lag BaOmer is on a Friday, so then the Shulchan Aruch says you can have a haircut on Lag BaOmer itself because of Kavod Shabbos. Oh, that's the Sephardi approach. Ramah says no. Uvi medinos egu ein ragim kedvarav. El misafim biyom yud lamed gimel. Marbim bo ksas simcha. No, the Ashkenazi approach is on Lag BaOmer itself. We're marbim bo simcha and we take the haircuts. V'ein omim bo tachanun. But, however, the Ramah says, Ein li staper ad lamed gimel be'atzmo. Pelomi be'erev. You take the haircut on Lag BaOmer itself, not the night before, unless if Lag BaOmer is on a Sunday, then you can already have the haircut already from Erev Shabbos. Well, like I said before, the we're machmir not to have a haircut the night before, but the minig is to be mekil. The minig is to be mekil on music the night before. Regarding getting married on the night before Lag BaOmer, so most of the poskim say that it's mutter. That's what guidelines quotes from. This is from the Igros Moshe and from Rabbi Yashiv. And although the Mishtaber himself sounds like you should not get married the night before, but most of the poskim nowadays say that it's mutter, and that is the minhag. The Mishtaber explains the difference of the two customs. The Ashkenazi view is that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim stopped dying totally on Lag BaOmer, and the Sephardi view is that they basically stopped dying, and a few died also on Lamed Daled BaOmer, but we start celebrating Lamed Daled BaOmer because really the Magefa really had ended the day before, and only a few died on Lamed Daled, and therefore they have the haircuts on Lamed Daled. That's the Sephardi view. Regarding saying Shehriyanu during Sefiras HaOmer, so the Mishtaber says that it's mutter, that if something comes up to say Shehriyanu, that it's mutter. This is different than during the 3 weeks where one is not supposed to say Shehriyanu. And the idea is that the 3 weeks is fundamentally a time of Avelus. Sefiras HaOmer, although we keep an aspect of Avelus, the general Omer time is a happy time, getting ready for Matan Torah and Shavuos. So because it's fundamentally a happy time, with the additional layer of Avelus on top, it's not as strict as the 3 weeks. Therefore, a Shehriyanu is mutter during Sefiras HaOmer, even though it's not mutter during the 3 weeks.